as the old saying goes, dress for the job you want. But on a student's budget? Services at the University of Kansas and other campuses across the state aim to outfit students and recent graduates so they're dressed for the working world. Stephen Caranda of the Kansas News Service has more.
Aaron Wolfram with the University Career Center at KU opens the door to the Professional House of Garments, or FOG, a reference to iconic basketball coach Fog Allen. Wolfram clicks on the light and reveals hundreds of pieces of clothing hanging on racks.
We have suits, and that's predominantly what we're looking for because we know that that's the most expensive clothing for students, and we want students to dress in business professional when they go to interviews, and that generally requires a suit. So we have quite a few suits here on one side, some professional dresses and skirts.
Where does all this clothing come from?
A lot of the donations come from faculty and staff members, community members, parents of students, students themselves. So, yeah, we get a lot of really great donations year-round.
I remember being a student and spending, you know, what was a lot of money to me on my first suit for a job interview. I'm guessing there are a lot of students who aren't in a position where they're able to do that.
Absolutely. And that's one of the main reasons why we started the clothing closet. We know that students are working part-time jobs, but they're also doing unpaid internships and things like that. And those part-time jobs and unpaid internships don't give them enough money to be able to afford other things besides the, you know, food and board. Clothing is something, especially suits, is not something that students are really thinking about that they're going to have to pay for. And then all of a sudden they have an interview and they need something to wear and they don't have it. And they may not have the funds to purchase that at the time. So they can always come here and get something for free.
You know, we hear a lot about the rising cost of college, rising student debt. With that in mind, how important do you think a service like this really is?
I think it is really important. Not only do we have the professional clothing closet on campus, but we also have the campus cupboard now, which provides free food for students. So I definitely think that there's a need, and other offices on campus as well as ours have identified those needs.
How important is it to look the part if you're a student going for your first job interview or an important internship interview?
Yeah, I think it's really important. First impressions are huge in interviews. A lot of times people will make a decision about whether or not they're interested in pursuing a candidate further based on the first 30 seconds of meeting the person. So attire obviously has a lot to do with that.
So I'm dressed a little more casually than I normally would, but this is kind of how I would have dressed in college. I have a t-shirt here. I'm representing public radio. This is a Car Talk t-shirt and jeans on. If I was coming in here to the clothing closet looking for advice, what would you tell me about this outfit?
Yeah, I would definitely say the outfit you have on now isn't appropriate for an interview. It's a little too casual. We definitely don't recommend jeans or a t-shirt. Ultimately, we'd like for you to be in a full suit, a button-up, and a tie with matching shoes.
Can we pick out some options here?
Absolutely.
I think I'm more of a gray suit guy today,
right.
So I'll try this one. Is that good enough, a match?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, do you want to grab a tie?
A few minutes later, I was dressed to impress in a gray suit with a blue shirt and red tie, all donated. Wolfram says right now is the time they need donations so students and recent graduates can go through the transformation I just did.
We have our annual University Career Fair coming up in February, which is a pretty big event. Students come in a lot of times to the FOG right before those events because they're thinking, what do I wear? So we are in desperate need of donations right now. Specifically, full suits is what we're looking for more than anything.
More than 100 students have used the clothing closet in recent months. KU is not the only university in Kansas with this type of help. Kansas State, Emporia State, and Pittsburgh State all have services aimed at helping students dress for success in their first job interviews. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Stephen Caranda in Lawrence.